defending your freedom every single day.
On the Car Arms Platinum Microphone from the GunBroker.com studios.
This is Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. Here's your host, Mark Walters.
How the heck are you doing today, huh? It's Monday, day after the big Monster Cast show, which was a dynamite program yesterday. If you missed it, let me give you a quick rundown of the lineup last night, because it was great. The video, the three-hour video, will be going up on the premium side of Armed American Radio here probably in the next couple hours. The Facebook live stream has it up right now. You can see it on the Facebook live stream. I guess they mute part of it, you know, because, you know, Facebook, even though we have the copyright licenses, but, you know, that's an argument with them all the time because we say gun and Trump and stuff like that. But regardless, can't bite the hand that feeds, right? Besides that, Alan Gottlieb jumped in the first hour for the first half of the hour. And, you know, that was, he was extremely informative. We covered a lot of ground with Alan yesterday. I got to tell you, he's the only guest that I talk to in advance when we decide what is it we need to cover, because Alan's time is very limited. He's extremely busy. And I want to make sure that I'm hitting everything that Gottlieb wants you to know. So we got through everything yesterday, and I was able to throw Elmer Fudd in there. I'll tell you about that in just a minute. Those of you who might have missed the show yesterday, I'll explain that. AWR Hawkins rounded out the first hour, pretty unusual because we're used to seeing AWR in the second hour. But the second hour last night had Donna Fiducia, former Fox News anchor, Fox News Live. I'm Donna Fiducia, remember her, and her husband, Don Newen. They run Cowboy Logic Radio. Make sure to check them out at cowboylogic.us, cowboylogic.us. They do great work over there and are having a ball since they left the New York City area after being on television up there for 30-plus years and living down in the Carrollton, Georgia area. They're not too far from me. So we're looking forward to getting you guys some great video or bringing them here into the studios and having some fun with them in the very, very near future. So that was the first half of the hour, second hour. The second half of the hour was Sheriff Richard Mack, Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers. He's the best. And he agreed to stick around for the next hour into the roundtable, which was epic. Sheriff Mack, Neil W. McCabe, he was in Washington, D.C. yesterday. He's, of course, our Washington, D.C. correspondent. And Brad Primo, founder and CEO of Lead Slingers. And, of course, we had Justin Moon, the CEO of Car Arms, along with Sheriff Mack. So if you missed that broadcast last night, it was an epic one. Today's is going to be really good, too. I was hoping to be able to introduce my next guest to you right now, but she had an appointment at 2 p.m. Central Time as we're airing live, and she's going to try to get here as fast as possible. Sean is going to notify me just as soon as she jumps in. She's been instructed just interrupt us, and we're going to go to her, and that is Stacy on the right. Stacy Washington, my great friend. It's been a while. She should have been on the show a long time ago. We got a lot to talk about, so I hope she can make it in as close to the top of the hour and not later, because there's just not enough time to cover as much as we'd like to with her. All right, a couple things. First off, I want to mention to you a very rare correction, an extremely rare correction. We don't correct Alan Gottlieb often. But it was brought to my attention yesterday that Alan had mentioned we were talking about the cops in Minnesota, not just defunding them, but wiping them out, dismantling. That story was breaking while we were on the air yesterday live. And Alan had mentioned that it was the police chiefs that signed the permits in Minnesota. I'm to understand from multiple sources and confirmed that it's the sheriffs that do, not the police chiefs. So if the Minneapolis Police Department is disbanded, which I understand there are many hurdles to doing that. I don't believe that's going to happen, by the way. But it just shows you what the lunatic left wants to do to this country. But if that's the case, it should not, from what I understand, affect permitting. I've not yet had a chance to talk with Alan about that, but I will certainly do that in the very, very near future, probably later today. All right. One of the things that when Stacy gets here, I want to go into with her is going to be just way too much fun, because I know you've seen this. Let me go into part of how I opened the show yesterday, because you can't make this stuff up. You simply cannot make this stuff up. So I had some transcribed yesterday. I'm going to paraphrase for you a little bit. And then what I want to do is cover the Elmer Fudd deal. Did you hear about Elmer Fudd? Can you believe this stuff? The iconic Looney Tunes character. He's had his shotgun taken away by the executive producers, according to the executive producer. Says, "We're not doing guns," executive producer Peter Browngard told the New York Times. But we can do cartoony violence, he said. TNT, the Acme stuff, you know, dropping anvils and Acme explosives and all that kind of stuff to go over the wascally web. And of course, we all know in cartoons that nobody dies and the shotguns aren't real and the explosions are fake and everybody walks away from it. And even children understand that. How do we know that? Well, because I searched and I couldn't find any instance of FBI statistics that show us how many times police respond or crimes are committed and the claim is made that they saw the Wascally Wabbit being blown up and they had to try it themselves, or the Roadrunner, meet, meet. Remember the Roadrunner, meet, meet. Meet, meet. The Roadrunner, the same, it's the same thing. But there's no evidence of that anywhere. But he said, and I quote him, we did it because of gun violence. So it looks like we've got Stacy Washington on. Sean, let's bring Stacy in real quick. Stacy Washington, my one of my best friends in the world. How are you?
I'm doing great, Mark. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. You missed part of my intro here while I was waiting for you to come in. I was talking about Elmer Fudd and how I opened up the program last night on the MonsterCast, Stacy, about Elmer Fudd being disarmed of his shotgun. They're going to allow him to carry a scythe, you know, with the big blade that the Grim Reaper carries. So it's okay to chase that Wascally Wabbit Bugs Bunny around with an instrument that could hack him to death, but not okay with that shotgun he's had for 50 years. Did you hear about this?
I saw. It's just lunacy, honestly.
It's Looney Tunes, isn't it? Pun intended, Stacy?
Well, Mark, it's also a way of them showing us that they also control the cartoons, which, you know, if you think about it, what better way to kind of let conservatives know, hey, you can't even have cartoons that kids, because kids don't really care that he has a gun. It's really about the ineptitude of one of them, and the, like, the bunny is so much smarter than he is. So the lessons that the kids learn are not about the gun. It's actually kind of funny that they're making it about a gun.
Okay, something just popped in my head. So am I to understand from you that cartoon live matters?
Oh, possibly. I mean, I don't know if that could get me rioted against if I said that but and meant it, but I feel like it does.
I mean, come on, Bugs Bunny. I mean, look, there's never been, the point that I'm making is no one's ever been hurt. Kids know nobody gets hurt. I've looked for the numbers. There's no instance, no evidence anywhere, Stacy, that Elmer Fudd, now keep in mind, they said that they were doing it because of gun violence, right? Stacy, Elmer Fudd's been on the air for like 50-some years. That was his excuse.
They're lying about that because they. So it, all of a sudden it's about gun violence? Has he? Yeah, it's not. It's not even about that with the regular gun control efforts. That they, all of it is about control.
Sure
it's not
is.
Really about the gun because, again, look at what they're doing with the police departments, Mark. So they want to defund the police, but the first person the rioters call is someone drives their, you know, in other words, they're in the street, they're in the way, a person drives ahead anyway. The person basically is saying, the roads are for cars, I'm going to keep driving. They don't actually injure anybody, they just drive through the protest. The protesters jump out of the way. What do? They call the police. They want to turn that person in for driving through their protest while protesting the police. That's the first person they call.
Stacy, you're touching on where we're going to go for the hour. You know that? That's what I love about you so much. You're so ready to go in every single direction. Let me go back to what you just said about FUD and it not being about the gun. You're right. You know why? Because they're giving him a different weapon. He says, we're still going to do cartoony violence, TNT, the Acme stuff, you know, dropping anvils on heads, blowing people up, that kind of stuff. That's okay. Just not with a gun. And then he said it was because of gun violence. Well, here's a point that I'd like to make. You know, that cartoon's been on for what? I mean, I'm guessing 50 years at least, right?
Longer than I've been alive, for sure.
Yeah, you better believe it. I'm over 50. It's been on as long as I can remember. But, you know, during that time period, gun violence in America was far higher than it is now. It's been dropping like a stone for nearly 20 years. We're at the lowest gun violence numbers in the country. So you're right. This is that's the lie. That shows the lie. They didn't have a problem with it when Chicago's numbers were off the chain, but they have a problem with it now. Why? Because they're taking advantage of the Black Lives Matter. They're taking advantage of everything that we're seeing on the streets. And, you know, I guess now they figure that cartoon characters' lives matter. But they're still going to blow them up. It's okay. We're just going to chase you with a big, giant, edged weapon. I mean, the whole thing is patently absurd, Stace.
Well, and Mark, let's not forget that, you know, the rioters and the looters are the perfect example of why we do need gun control, but from Democrats.
Oh, Democrats. We're going to go there when we come back. Stacey Washington, I love her. Stacey on the right. We'll tell you where to go see and hear and watch everything Stacey does. It's great that we've got her for the hour today. I'm so glad she's here. You are too, believe me, because it's going to be a great hour. I'll be back with Stacey Washington right after this. Don't go away.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey. Who laid down their lives and their fortunes, forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Gledslinger's Whiskey was founded by 7 combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Gledslinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit GledslingersWhiskey.com today.
If American history has taught us anything, it's when things get tough, Americans get tougher. While each state has their own reopening plans for this COVID-19 pandemic mess, there is a common thread. Governors and retailers are requiring citizens to wear masks. For example, I shop at Costco and can no longer go in without one. And if I'm going to be forced to wear one, I want a good one for myself and my family. Our partner, Pulse TV, has high-quality disposable face masks that are made in an FDA-registered facility. The surgical-style 3-layer protection masks are breathable, hypoallergenic, and they filter out 90% of nanoparticles. Plus, they feature an adjustable wire nose bridge and elastic ear loops, which take the pressure off your ears for a comfortable and secure fit. Here's the best part. At $1 a face mask, that's $1 per face mask, you can't beat their deal. And they ship within one business day, no waiting around for weeks, hoping that your order's even in stock. But you must hurry due to special pricing. These will sell out fast. Text the word ARMED to 58445. That's ARMED to 58445 today to place your order and wear the same mask we're wearing at AAR Ranch.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a Crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at CrossbreedHolsters.com.
You've helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today, and now Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, wants to give back to you, my listeners. You can get deep discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. Mike heard me talk about his pillows on air and joined us on Armed American Radio. I'm getting a much better night's sleep, and you can get deep discounts on MyPillows, mattresses, toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. For example, right now they're bringing back the buy one, get one offer for the MyPillows. That's right. Buy one MyPillow, get another one absolutely free. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the buy one, get one free for the MyPillows. Enter promo code AAR or call 800-978-9358 for these great radio specials.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Car, the 25th anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research, the classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR, biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance, the classics. Thompson, that's right, the Tommy Gun, the incredible M1 carbine, and the one and only classic 1911. Car Firearms, a family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
upcoming segment of Armed American Radio is being sponsored by GunBroker.com, the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammo, and related accessories. That's GunBroker.com. Welcome back to the show. Welcome back to the show, indeed. If you are listening to the program on one of the dozens of radio stations around the country, live or delayed on a broadcast, thanks for tuning in. I appreciate it. If you're watching on the live stream, participate in the comments. I've got some great ones I'm going to read in just a couple seconds about Elmer Fudd. Pretty creative stuff out there. Honest to goodness, you can't make this stuff up. And if you're watching on your television sets in Northern California and Reno, Nevada, and other parts unknown, thanks for having us in your living rooms. We appreciate it very, very much. I'm talking with Stacy Washington. Stacy on the right, my dear friend. And it just, I mean, Stacy, what else can I tell you? You know, what else can I tell? How are you?
I'm doing great. And I want to say to everybody out there in listener land, you know, we really, it's our responsibility as the sheepdogs, you know, gun owners, people who are leaders in their communities. And I don't mean like you're elected. I mean, you're a leader because you're a gun owner. You're prepared. You're the voice of common reason. And I just want to encourage all of us to just remember that and to kind of, we look around, we see everybody freaking out. A lot of people are really operating off of adrenaline and fear right now. And that's why they're so easily manipulated. And that's why you and your listeners, Mark, are so important right now to be out there as the voice of reason, that calm, smooth surface, and everybody's all bumpy and freaked out. We have to take it upon ourselves to be even more measured and to kind of just put out that calming voice out there. Because people can't even go to church right now. So, you know, without God and the influence of people being able to just sit and listen to worship music together corporately, to gather together and get that hug and ask people how they're doing, checking in on each other, that's why we see the pandemonium we're seeing. So it's so important. Your listening audience, what you do every day on the radio, we just need it. We need it badly. And I hope people will remember how important it's just so important for us right now. We got to get our information, stay calm, and calm other people down. Because I just keep looking around. I'm like, who raised these people? Like, what is wrong with these people burning America to the ground?
I can sense your anger now. And when you talk about this, because I know you very well, and I know how passionate you are. And these are things that you and I've talked about, not just on the radio, but in person. We've sat down and had these conversations, and you know, it's that calming voice. Sometimes I need to talk to you to get that calming voice, or sometimes I'll call, you know, the black man with the gun, Reverend Ken Blanchard, just to talk, because, you know, he has that way to calm me down. But Stacy, angry Mark comes out sometimes when you see this stuff, and it's really difficult to keep that in check. Now, angry Mark character is a lot of fun because he releases a lot of tension and keeps my blood pressure down. But at the same time, you're right. All of a sudden, something I just took away from what you said, and correct me if I'm wrong, but all of a sudden, the echo chamber is not such a bad place to be right now when we need to hear each other's voices to know, hey, look, we're right about this. We need to keep a level head. Is that a true statement?
Yes. So sometimes it's easy for us to forget that we are right, you know, because, you know, we got fantastic media, Armed American Radio. We have Fox. We have One America News Now. We have Newsmax and so many other great channels that are kind of independent. Like, you know, it's just a YouTube channel, but you can go there every day and get your news. And so we kind of forget. We look around and we see the Elmer Fudd cartoon getting bastardized. You think to yourself, what? You know, you feel out of control, but we have a lot of influence, and I am angry. I'm not angry like, let me go burn down that building I see over there, but I'm angry in a kind of, it's more of a quiet, under-the-radar, simmering anger that is good for action, good for kind of propelling me forward, but not so much that, you know, I'm definitely not running around with my eyebrows, you know, cocked. I'm much more in the vein of, I'm angry on behalf of all the blacks and whites and Asians and, you know, you name it, who've lost businesses over the past couple of weeks. Their livelihoods, people who save money, like that tavern owner, the grandma who said, why are you burning down my business? She's an elderly woman running a business in a neighborhood. She's contributing. She's a part of the solution. I'm angry for them, and I'm angry for everybody. Like in Minnesota, I saw this morning, she said, you know, I know you guys don't think you're being judgmental, but it really hurts because a lot of us in Minnesota, we don't want to defund the police. These people are rogue and elected, and just because we have a lot of illegal immigration and, you know, this kind of voter fraud going on that puts these liberals in charge, and now they're doing stupid stuff on our behalf, but Minnesota's full of good people, too. And I felt a little guilty because I was saying, you know, you get what you vote for. But the fact is, a lot of these people, they may be voted right, but they were outvoted by illegal aliens and voter fraud. So I get angry about that stuff, Mark, but I also know, you know, God is in control. And the thing that I can do is instead of just reading and looking, I can pray and then I can speak the truth and I can get out there and mobilize people and tell them, look, that's why your vote's so important. That's why if it's raining or snowing or sleeting or hailing or whatever weather it might be doing, you still have to show up to vote in November and probably August. Like, you might have some primary stuff going on in August. You got to show up for that. You got to show up to these county council meetings and the city council meetings and your mayor's meetings, because as much as people hate Trump and want to blame him for stuff, he does not control your local police department. He does not determine your property taxes, right? So, you know, Mark, a lot of these people, these liberals, they get so mad at me when I tell them that. I'm like, why are you tweeting about Trump? If you have a problem with your police department, that's your mayor's fault. And chances are your mayor is a Democrat, so it's your fault because you're a Democrat too, you idiot. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's what's going on.
Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about, and that's what I mean by, see, angry states just came out a little bit there, because you're right. It's what type of anger. The anger with me is born out of frustration of what I'm seeing happen to my country. And why it's happening. And when I look at things like you've just mentioned, or these bonehead. Now, listen, Stacey, you've known me long enough to know that I place tremendous amount of blame on a mainstream press that drives a narrative, a fake narrative, a false narrative, until they can no longer use that narrative. And then they move on to something else and they leave a wake of destruction in, you know, behind them. And and we're seeing this now where they take an instance, regardless of what it is, and blow this thing. I mean, if you parachuted into this country right now, you'd think that this was the most god-awful place on earth, not the greatest country in the world to live in.
The most racist place on earth. Yeah. You would think no black people are succeeding, that Oprah Winfrey is not still a thing, that Michelle and Barack Obama don't own seven homes. My last count, they own seven mansions. Those two black people own seven mansions. Now, I know that the Obamas are not typical because he was the president, but they are typical in that they are both college-educated black people in America. Right. We have a huge population, 42 million black Americans, and 30% of them have college degrees. If you just look at the black women, it's higher than that. Are you telling me that in a country where a huge segment of black Americans have college degrees and most black immigrants who come here outperform whites, that you know, we need to burn down 200 cities in America over one black man getting killed, which it was a travesty. I've never seen anything like it in real life. I've seen all kinds of tragedy in movies, but I'm talking about real life, the way George Floyd was snuffed out. I couldn't believe what I was seeing. But are you telling me we got to burn down all of America over this man? Come on now.
No, a perfect time to take a break. You're listening to Stacey Washington. Now you know why she's not only a fan favorite, but she's one of my favorites. I can't wait to see you again in the near future, too. We're going to come back with Stacey Washington. Stacey on the right after this. This is just more great radio, the fastest hour in radio. I'm sorry it flies right by. We'll be back right after this.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
Car, the 25th anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research, the classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR, biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance, the classics, Thompson, that's right, the Tommy Gun, the incredible M1 carbine, and the one and only classic 1911. Car Firearms, a family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
The North American Arms 32 NAA Guardian Pistol, designed in partnership with Convor Ammunition. The 32 NAA fires a cartridge based on the 380 case, but necked down to hold the smaller 32 bullet. The result is a remarkable gain in ballistic performance that produces more velocity, energy, and stopping power than any conventional 32 ACP, 380 ACP, or 380 ACP plus P. The 32 NAA from North American Arms. For more information, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
Hi, it's Mark Walters, your host of Armed American Radio. If your company sells only the highest quality products and you're looking for a way to reach these listeners, you're talking to the right guy. Armed American Radio has a package available to fit every budget, from startup to the seasoned advertiser looking for that perfect way to reach this massive audience on roughly 250 stations in the top markets in the nation. We're everywhere, and the show continues to explode across the country after 10 years. Together, we can help you reach a highly engaged and extremely knowledgeable audience. To hear your brand on this huge radio program for less than you ever thought possible and to speak directly with me, reach out to CCW Broadcast Media LLC right away at mark@armedamericanradio.org, mark@armedamericanradio.org. And together, we'll bring your brand to Armed American Radio listeners and keep this powerful voice for gun rights on the airwaves. Again, to speak directly to me, reach out to me at mark@armedamericanradio.org. That's mark@armedamericanradio.org. Defender Coffee was created by patriots for patriots. It's coffee for Americans devoted to defending the Second Amendment. It's coffee for Americans who understand that if you don't fight for your freedom, you lose it. That's why Defender Coffee donates profits to gun rights organizations that fight to defend the Second Amendment. When you drink Defender Coffee, every single cup defends your right to keep and bear arms. Visit DefenderCoffee.com today and get free shipping when you join the coffee club. DefenderCoffee.com.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
I have my Defender Coffee going on here and my Mr. mug here. Defender Coffee, it's the iced coffee. DefenderCoffee.com. This is one of those no-brainer things. If you drink coffee during the day, I do, and you can get it from DefenderCoffee.com. Use the promo code AAR, save 10%. And guess what? Your profits, you donate to whatever gun rights organization you want. I give mine to the Second Amendment Foundation. So get this. It comes to my house. It's better than what I can get at the grocery stores. It defends my right to bear arms. It tastes great. And I get 10% off by using the promo code AAR. When my kids were little, they would look at you and go, duh. I mean, it's that simple. It's a no-brainer. DefenderCoffee.com. More important, I give the profits to the Second Amendment Foundation. You can choose to give them to the Second Amendment Foundation, too. I would highly recommend that because you know how much work the Second Amendment Foundation does on our behalf. But you can give it to the Gun Owners of America, and I think there's a couple more in there. But whatever you do, just use the promo code AAR, get 10% off. Everything except the multiple shipments in the coffee club because you already get the free shipping. Promo code AAR, DefenderCoffee.com. It's a no-brainer. Silly not to do it. Stacey Washington. So here's something that says Stacey and Candace for Prez and Vice Prez. Stacey, I'd vote for you in a heartbeat. Do you have any? No, that's true. I honest to goodness, and there's a lot on here. People talking about how great. We need more like Stacey Washington. You know, Stacey is right. We need Mark. Oh, see, there's one that's right. See, that's nice. That's me and you. Stacey, would you ever consider running for office? Would you ever
consider? So I used to be on school board. Yeah, I used to be on school board here locally, and that was an elected position. They call it nonpartisan, but people ask you at the door when you're campaigning if you're a Democrat or Republican. I served on that for one full term, plus I was appointed for a little while, like 11 months. And I can tell you, it was one of the best times of my life. I loved the people that I worked with. It was Democrats and Republicans. And we did some really great work there. And I have some really good friends who are legislators in the local, so basically they're state legislators, state senators. But the issue that I have is that I know for a fact that getting elected changes you. You have to basically go into the belly of the beast.
Right.
And I feel like in any time I've prayed about this, while the kids are still at home, we still have one at home. She's going to be a senior this fall. It's not my time to do that. And then I have a couple of friends who've actually gone on, like Ann Wagner and I are friends. She's a congresswoman. She waited until her last one was graduating, and then she went off into Congress, and she's done wonderfully there. She's up for re-election. I also know Roy Blunt pretty well. But I know that going to D.C. is one of those things where, first of all, if you don't have your faith and your morality center right, when you go there, that force, that power, it's a center of power there. It can really change you. And so you have
to be solid.
And that's something that I hope it's true. But I do see, like, some part of me sees me going into politics more seriously after our last one leaves home. But I don't know. So I try not to count too far ahead, but I just try to study my Bible, stay around people who keep me sharp, who aren't afraid to tell me when I'm being a jackass, and just, you know, I don't know what happens next year. I didn't know we were going to have murder hornets this year or a pandemic. I just go with the flow. And if it happens, it happens. But I also look at younger people, like one of your listeners mentioned, Candace Owens. I see her being in our future very strongly. I see some others who are leaders. You know, I don't look at their tan status, like if they're black or white. I look at the heart and their ability to withstand the onslaught. And then I say to myself, wow, I hope that person stays strong because I think they could really serve our country. I would love to serve our country, but D.C. is like tiptoeing through a minefield, only instead of blowing your arm off or your leg off, it blows off the part of you that still believes in America, that believes in right and wrong, that can say no to power and money. And I've seen so many people go in and come back differently. And then I've seen other people like Ted Cruz. D.C. hasn't changed him at all, right? So we do have people who go there who aren't changed by it. And so I just hope we have more people who will. And if it's the right time, of course, I would love to step up and serve. It's just, it has to be the right time for our family. And, you know how it is, Mark. You've got kids. You've got a beautiful family, your wife, everybody.
Is it the right time? I've had people mention that stuff to me in the past, and I have no desire to do it. Just at this stage of my life, I have no desire. I might have considered it years earlier, but I will tell you this. You are what you said. You are grounded. You have that moral ground. You are you're stable. And I'll tell you what I would love to see. I know my listeners are going to love hearing this, too. Go, but I'd love to see you one-on-one go into a debate with AOC. Oh! Oh! Stacy! They'd have to call an ambulance. I mean, it'd be that simple. She wouldn't know what hit her. I mean, just, I'm telling you what, it would be so fun to watch. Just so fun to watch. Because you're there's someone that says, amen, Stacey. Karen says, if Stacey ran for president, I'd vote for her. Maybe Mark could be on the VP, Washington Walters 2024. Yeah, no, I don't think so. Washington, yes.
That's
we could
a great
use
ring
you.
To it.
Boy, Washington could use another Washington with you and your politics to really bring things down. Stacey, let me ask you something. You know, with all this stuff going on, I follow your things. You and I think very, very similarly. Are you sad for your country right now?
Well, I mean, there's a certain part of me that is, I'm very disillusioned, as you know. We've talked about this before. You know, when we see each other and we get together over food, we talk about this kind of stuff. And I'm very disillusioned, and I feel like a lot of times we'll sit back and we'll say, what's happening to our country? I can't believe this is happening. But we're participating in the destruction, because it's not just the voting. It's the way we live our lives personally. and we can all look at our own lives in the privacy of our own, you know, not on radio or TV or any place public, but we all have areas where we're like, I'm falling short here. I'm working on that. But we have huge portions of our nation, like this year when the COVID-19 hit, they just met their kids for real. Like their kids have been going to public school and they've just had them on autopilot and taken them to soccer and lacrosse and everywhere else. They're just
such
not
a great
getting to
point.
Know their kids. And so I think, you know, it's been like a reset for us, a horrible one for some. My heart really goes out to the people who lost their workplace and all that during the economic slowdown. And thank God for President Trump and him getting our country strong enough that we can actually withstand this and come back strong as we're doing, which he said we would, by the way. That's good leadership when you don't talk, you don't down talk your team or your family or your country.
Right.
You tell them we're coming back strong. You instill that in them so they have something to work towards and look forward to. That's good leadership. But I feel sad in some ways, but in other ways I feel like this is a rude awakening for us and we needed it. And so I just like to go with the flow. I never go with, well, what if, or, you know, this shouldn't have happened. It happened. Grown-ups deal with what is. And so what happened is we hit the wall. We had horrible information and data from the CDC. They're still trying to mop that junk up. They told
us it's going to get worse before it gets better.
We didn't. Yeah, we didn't have to stay home. We didn't have to shut the whole country down.
Right.
That's those two. How many times have you said, Mark? I've said it. Everybody we know has said it. Our federal bureaucracy is too large and too strong. Dr.
Yep.
Fauci never should have had any say in how long our businesses are shut or anything like that. He's a career bureaucrat, and he shouldn't have had me saying that. So what we have now is a resetting where people are rethinking how big government is. And everywhere you look, it's the government that's failing you. Why are your cities on fire? Failed mayors, failed government. Why do we have corruption in Minneapolis' police department? Amy Klobuchar refused to prosecute that guy back when she had a chance. Why is it that Americans are looking at President Trump instead of their local officials? Because K-12 education is run by school teacher unions, and those people don't care about kids. They care about how much they get paid and what benefits they've got. Everywhere you look, dereliction of duty on the part of voters, families, parents, elected officials. It's all happening, and it's happening together because that's our lives. We are completely connected to each other. We are completely a part of each other's lives. And once we realize that and get a grip on it, we can then begin to move forward in changing things for the better. It'll never be perfect because humans are involved, but we could be doing better than we are. And as far as our nation, we destroyed an entire world power that was trying to take over, and we
Stacey,
came back.
Stop right there. Stop right there. As far as our nation, I want to go there and pick up when we get back. Just amazing. Fauci, the whole thing. Stacey Washington, you're living in my head. I love you. I can't wait to bring you back in just 4 more minutes. Stacey Washington with me right back.
The 25th Anniversary K9 and the Venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research. The classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR Biggest Finest Revolvers and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance. The classics. Thompson. That's right. The Tommy Gun. The incredible M1 Carbine and the one and only classic 1911. Carr Firearms. A family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
The North American Arms 32 NAA Guardian Pistol, designed in partnership with Convoy Ammunition. The 32 NAA fires a cartridge based on the 380 case, but necked down to hold the smaller 32 bullet. The result is a remarkable gain in ballistic performance that produces more velocity, energy, and stopping power than any conventional 32 ACP, 380 ACP, or 380 ACP plus P. The 32 NAA from North American Arms. For more information, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
Hey, Mark Walters here. You know, in today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone at any time. You already know that. When it's your time, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? That's the question. For your personal protection, consider Front Sight, one of the world's premier firearms training facilities located near Las Vegas, Nevada. Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza, has arranged for you and your family to train there too. Free, of charge. Yes, it's true. Enter frontsight.com/mark into your computer browser to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course absolutely free of charge with no hidden surprises or catches. Enter frontsight.com/mark, M-A-R-K. After your first course at FrontSight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. Nobody does it better than FrontSight, but you must act before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/mark.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
Our Second Amendment rights are under attack like never before, and we need you to take action now. The 2020 Democrat candidates have declared war on your right to keep and bear arms. Joe Biden supports gun prohibition and confiscation of your guns. Anti-gun billionaire Michael Bloomberg has vowed to spend millions to support Biden, and his number one policy issue is to take away your Second Amendment rights. It is urgent that every American show your support for our right to keep and bear arms. Please call 800-497-4775 to sign our petition in support of President Trump and your Second Amendment rights. Now is the time to defend our right to keep and bear arms, and it starts with your phone call to 800-497-4775. President Trump has protected our Second Amendment rights, and we need to show we support his presidency. 800-497-4775. Paid for by American Political Action Committee PAC, which is responsible for the content of this message.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey. Who laid down their lives and their fortunes forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Leadslinger's Whiskey was founded by seven combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Leadslinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadslingersWhiskey.com today.
The following segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by Defender Coffee. When you drink Defender Coffee, you're making a donation to a gun rights organization of your choice that protects and defends your freedoms. Welcome back to the show.
Iced coffee. That's real ice in there. Defender Coffee. Real quick, gunbroker.com. Also no-brainer free. If you can't find it on your store shelves now, Gunbroker has it. Patricia Huff was here just a week before last on the Monster Cast. They're moving millions of rounds of all kinds of calibers of ammunition. They have everything, and it's free. It doesn't cost you a dime. Go check out up to 1.5 million auctions a day, gunbroker.com, gunbroker.com, and they're a huge supporter of this program, no doubt partners for a long, long time. Leadslinger's Whiskey in the evenings on Sundays. This is the Leadslinger's Whiskey microphone. You know that. Of course, crossbreedholsters.com. Discounts up to 15 or 20% still going on over on the site, I believe, and their shipping is catching up, so go get one of the best holsters made. MyPillow.com, really? Wow, killing it with Mike Lindell, absolutely killing it. AAR is the promo code. Please go over and check it out. PulseTV.com called me out of the blue from Chicago. We want to help support Armed American Radio. We're going to create a shopping page for you. Use the promo code PulseTV.com/armed, A-R-M-E-D, and pick up just one of any thousands of seen on TV stuff, gadgets, hoses. I just bought two hoses, by the way, yesterday. For $24. Very cool stuff. Car Arms Microphone. I don't have to tell you that. Second Amendment Foundation. North American Arms. Frontsight.com/M-A-R-K. Get the free training certificate. You know what to do. Visit armedamericanradio.org for more information or to check out all of our sponsors and links right to all of their sites. Stacy on the right. Hey, Stace, I'm loving these. Stacy is great. Full on carpet bombing with truth bombs. All kinds of stuff. Here's one that says a Washington Shanto ticket. You and Shanto. And then Martin says, wow, great truth, Stacy. You know, we could go on and on and on about some of this stuff, Stacy. But, you know, let me just say this. If you ever decide to run, you know I got your back.
And boy, I'll tell you.
I will be on here first talking about my platform, which would invariably be limiting the government, basically right. supporting the entire platform that President Trump has been implementing for the past 3.5 years. And, you know, for someone that isn't a politician, he certainly has been very, very strategic in his handling of our federal government. He hasn't gone in with a hatchet and eliminated whole departments, but he has reorganized and he's eliminated almost 3 regulations for every new one that's been implemented. And that's billions of dollars in savings. That was what was driving the economic boom, along with the tax cut. And he set us up for such a time as this because I like to remind people, what do you think would have happened had we had Hillary Clinton for president for 3 years and then the pandemic hit? Are you kidding me? We'd be in depression right now. We wouldn't be on the radio. You and I would be in soup kitchen line. So, you know, prayer works. I remember a lot of us praying that he would win. And just like I'm praying that he's going to win again in November. And, you know, there's nothing like good leadership. When you have a good leader who won't down talk America, only talks it up, who puts America first in our trade negotiations, who saves us money when we're negotiating with the Chinese, who protects intellectual property, who sets America up to bring manufacturing, steel production, oil production back home to American shores. When you have that going on and then a pandemic hit, yeah, we were unprepared for the pandemic, but that was due to missteps taken by the Obama administration. He ramped up and did what he could. There were a little bit of wobbly moments, like it would be for any person who's handling a pandemic for the first time and overseeing a government that has a deep state embedded in it that's against him. And he still managed to do a great job. And for those who are crying about, you know, we lost 100,000 plus Americans, and that is a tragedy. But no one said anything when we lost 88,000 Americans to the flu in one flu season. No one said anything when we lost H1N1. I think it was 68,000 Americans died in that, and it was President Obama. Nobody said anything. So, you know, I mourn the loss of every American, regardless of the president who was in charge when it happened. And the best thing for us to do is to look at the other things he wants to get done and move away from this looting and burning. You know, honor George Floyd by cleaning up some of the graffiti and the mess in your city. Honor George Floyd by staying home and looking up on your Bing search engine when your next city council meeting is and planning to attend that virtually or in person. Honor George Floyd by remembering Captain Dorn in St. Louis, 38 years of honorable service to our police department here before he retired and killed by 2 looters who are now being brought to justice.
Honor Will there George be riots Floyd over his death, Stacey?
No, they had a peaceful march that wasn't even advertised, so I didn't even know it happened. It happened last Thursday. I think about 100 people marched peacefully to honor him, but you're not going to get thousands of people to a march for Captain Dorn because, goodness gracious, CNN's not even mentioning the fact that he was killed, you know?
It's a disgrace.
It depends on what life you got. It is disgraceful. Absolutely.
All right. Well, let me ask you this, Stacey. I'm asking rhetorical questions here, okay? But are we going to see this for the black-on-black crime in Chicago that is so off the chain? Or your city, you're in St. Louis. And by the way, you know what I'm going to do? I was just on Mark's show a couple weeks ago for 2-8, you know, his Tuesday show. Mark Cox is who we're talking about. I know you're good friends with Mark. We need to be on that show together with him. We need to ask him about that. That would be really explosive radio if he could go 2 segments with us. We'd have a blast. So just kind of throw
He's
that out
fantastic.
Next time you talk to him.
You tell me when. I'm there.
We'll make that happen. But you're in St. Louis, and you see this stuff. And look, this is an opportunity for me to say again, listener, viewer, you show me a city in decay in America, and I'll show you a city run by Democrats at every level for decades.
Top to bottom. Mm-hmm.
Top to bottom for decades, Stacey.
This is all I got to say. Talk to people about that. You know, your listeners, you have people in your life, and, you know, your life is a billboard. People, you don't know it, but people are looking at you and thinking, oh, I wonder how she does that. I wonder how their family does that. And so when you say a word, it's not about preaching at them or arguing with them. It's just a dropping a seed. You know, I wonder what would happen in our city, wherever you live, because I know your show goes out all over the world. Wherever you live, I wonder what would happen in our city if we gave a different form of governance a try. You don't have to say Republicans. You can just say a different form of governance. Drop that seed on people. Let it germinate. Let somebody else water it. Let somebody else, you know, bring the harvest. But drop that seed. I'm not looking for anybody to argue. I hate that. I don't think we should argue with each other. But we do have to start dropping that knowledge. People know when you're successful in your family. They see your kids thriving. They also know that you're a regular person who you might have problems. You might be dealing with illness or whatever. But they know when you're basically a successful person, and they wonder how you're doing it. And so it's okay to say, you know, that's why I don't vote for that party, because my lifestyle dictates that I have to have a few parameters, and those guardrails are. And then you just leave it at that. You know, so I've gone to that method where I'm really looking at how can I help a person. And then while I'm doing that, maybe I could drop a seed or two about why I live the way I do or why my husband and I do what we do, and then maybe let somebody else bring it to fruition. Because these people are hungry for the truth. They don't understand what's happening to our country. And we know what's happening. We have the answers, and we need to give these people something to think about.
I'm just going to let that stand on its own. I want to ask you, you saw, I'm sure you did, the latest Rasmussen poll showing Trump's percentage of support amongst Black Americans at 40%. Did you see that?
Yeah, and I was just like, you know how it is, you get good news, you're almost afraid to celebrate because you're like, oh,
you
man,
don't want to believe
you
know. It. But it was mentioned last night.
Like, but he deserves that support. Come on. He has
even
been
if he gets half of that
for the Black community. Oh, come on, half of that, and we're good. We're golden. I'm not counting my chickens before they hatch. Look, you know me. I'm on Blacks for Trump, so Black Voices for Trump and Veterans for Trump. Those coalitions, and we meet and we have conference calls and we talk about strategizing and supporting the president. And all I can say about that is those numbers look great, but we shoot for the stars. President Trump is one of those winner, winner, chicken dinner. He goes all 1,000% in. And that's how I feel we should go for this election. I'll settle for nothing less than a blowout. I want him to win, but a blowout gets me all the way to where I want to go for him to be able to implement the remainder of his agenda in the second term. We need this man badly. God has given us
it.
A blessing.
Stacey, you just closed out the hour, the fastest hour in radio. Stacey on the right. Just duck, duck, go or bing it. Notice that she didn't say Google. I know how she thinks. Stacey Washington, thank you so much. I love you. My listeners love you. Wow, what a treat having her on the show today. Wasn't that fantastic? Stacey Washington, Stacey on the right. I'm going to get up and do it again tomorrow.